Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to PodcastJuice.net, and this is our review of Star Wars The Force Awakens, long-awaited movie. Talked about it for a while. It's finally here, so we're going to get into our thoughts. Today, joining me today is Mr. Q-Storm. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to get into this.
All right. Next up is Mr. Sean Heal. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm still recovering from my screening last night, so bear with me.
All right. And we also have Mr. Day Droppin' on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, fellas. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. And last but not least, Mr. Ant Poo. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let's use the force.
All right. So let's get into this movie. Man, long-awaited movie. Super hype on this movie. It's finally here. Did JJ deliver? Is there balance to the force? So what we're going to do is we're going to make this a non-spoiler review. So if you have not seen the movie, you don't have to worry. We will not reveal any, you know, story elements that haven't been in the trailer. If something does blurt out, trust me, I will edit this out so you can be rest assured that you can listen to this and not, you know, get the movie ruined for you. So I'm going to start things off quickly, give you my quick thoughts on the movie. I will just say this. To say that I was anticipating this movie is an understatement. To be afraid that I wasn't going to like this movie is an understatement. I was very nervous, you know, coming off of the three prequel movies. Those movies, man, they hurt my heart. But they were Star Wars, right? But, you know, I acknowledge that there were some very serious problems with those movies. So here we are again, probably almost 30 years later, actually, in story and I think in real life in terms of coming after Return of the Jedi and seeing something that goes forward with the stories that is not associated with the books or things of that nature. So my quick, honest to God opinion of this movie, Han Solo says it best for me. We're home. I love the movie because it felt like Star Wars to me. It was, I was just all in. One, I care about the story. I'm a sci-fi dude. I'm a Star Wars dude. So to actually see two of the main things that I'm into in a movie that is an enjoyable movie and that was fun and had some action and characters that relate to the things that I like, I was all in just for that. But when I get into the new characters that they showed, love them. Kylo Ren, I'm not going to get into story stuff, but the Kylo Ren character, I see why they had him on all of the marketing. I love that character. I loved Daisy Ridley, which I think this is her first big screen movie. Man, whoever casted her, I tip my hat. Like, damn, she knocked it out of the park. You know, no power converters here. You know, I loved it. My man, John Boyega. Tip my hat. I love the man Attack the Block. I love him here. Like, I will say this. He seemed like very serious in the other movie I've seen him before, Attack the Block. Here, he did some comedic stuff. Like, kind of like when I think of like Han Solo, who always sort of had those funny kind of lines and stuff. Nailed it. You know, brought a lot of heart to this movie. So I'll let other guys go into some of the other stuff, but I would just say, love the movie. There's a lot of questions in the movie of things I wanted to see or, you know, some answers to things. But it reminded me of like the first Star Wars in the sense of it just dropped you in the middle of this ongoing thing. And there wasn't a lot of explanation of what was going on. You just buckled in for the ride. And this movie was a ride. It was not a boring movie. Very fast paced. It seemed like every scene mattered. Like you'd be hard pressed to go to the bathroom and not like, damn, you just missed something. So, JJ, you did it. We can put the contract killers. take the hit down. We don't have to push that forward. Love the movie. It's not a perfect movie, but I was smiling. The only negative I will say is I wasn't totally feeling my man, Master John Williams' score. But I'll get into that on another show. So, love the movie. I want to go to Aunt Pooh. What'd you think?
Man, you put me on the spot. Damn.
Well, I guess I'll start off with the score. We're doing this 1 to 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say my score.
Yeah.
From we'll go 0 to 5. I would give it 4.5. It's not a perfect movie, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. I've seen it twice already. So there you go.
Wow. Well, I give this a 3 out of 5. Now, on the one hand, J.J. Abrams, he did a really good job as far as giving you the feels for Star Wars. He gave you something that looked really, really good and real and lush, as opposed to so, what's the word? So clean and so sterile and so fake. I have to echo the sentiment you said as far as the characters. I did care about Rey. I did care about FN2974-9311. His number
seven,
was
7793.
Kylo Ren, I absolutely love. I don't think this is a spoiler, but I absolutely love his portrayal, because we've seen in the past films Jedi Force users, Jedis, and specifically fighting the dark side. Well, here's someone who wants to be evil fighting the light side. That to me was like, as Mr. Dean would say, a headbanger. I'm sorry, headbuster. I'm like, oh, okay, that's new. I'll give JJ credit for that. Overall, from start to finish, the narrative of the film is good. You know, it hits all of the key beats, and you don't find yourself just having your intelligence insulted and bored by what's on the screen. The chase scene where Rey and Finn are dodging the Empire when they're looking for the droid, that to me was the high point of the film and was dope as fuck. That was the only time where I wish I had been in I'd seen the 3D version, because that scene probably looked fucking awesome.
Which scene are you talking about? Which scene?
Where they were running from the Empire and they just happened to get into that pile of junk. I don't know if that's a spoiler that we want to put out there, but they get into this pile of junk and they're flying on the land and going through everything. That... I was looking at, you know, George Lucas should have looked at that and been like, fuck, I should have did that instead of that bullshit ass pod racing. Cause that was dope. That was fucking dope. Now, the reason why I get this a 3 out of 5 is because J.J. Abrams does what J.J. Abrams does best. He can't tell an original story and just remake something he's seen before. He did it with Super 8, which was E.T., Close Encounters. He did it with Cloverfield, which was Godzilla. He did it with Into Darkness, horribly, which was Wrath of Khan. And he did it here, which was basically A New Hope. If you have a problem with Superman Returns, you should have a problem with this. And we'll get into this a little further, but when we were dealing with the planet and we're going to go there and all that stuff, I was just like, this is a fucking New Hope. And I had a problem with that. It was done good, but I have a problem that this was a rehash. 3 out of 5.
All right. Let's go to Sean Hill.
Wow. It's funny. I actually follow Aunt Pooh, because I almost echo his sentiments to the letter almost. I felt that J.J. Abrams, I will give him credit for trying to make the movie feel like a Star Wars movie. He accomplished that in spades. That, well, pardon that pun, but he accomplished that. I think, though, that he tried, in his effort to try to please the fans and making it look like a Star Wars movie, I think he forgot the story. I think he forgot that is the ultimate element to what Star Wars is. It's a combination of the story and the set pieces and the sets themselves. The look wise, the film looks great. Love the, you know, the shots on I guess that Duke, whatever that Jakku or whatever that planet is. Although it kind of reminded me of Tatooine. I love the in lightsaber duel. That was fantastic, and all the stuff that went around with that. I couldn't get into the two protagonists, though. Ren and not Ren, I'm sorry. What's the girl's name? I should know that. Rey and Finn. I don't know. I just could not follow what their point in the movie. I mean, they're kind of our gateway to the world, but I don't know. I didn't find either one of them compelling. But maybe because I was too busy
looking at the film, because it looks beautiful. It is. I mean, there are so many just great shots, so many great flying sequences, and I'm like, ah, he got it. He heard the fans. He heard what we wanted and don't want from a Star Wars film. He gave that to us. Again, I just don't think that he gave us a good story this time out. And I will say I'm not going to spoil it, but the final shot in the film is one of the worst final shots I've seen in a big budget film in a very, very long time. I was so disappointed with that shot. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wait. I'm sorry, Sean. Tell me, which is worse, this or the end of Inception when the top is spinning?
Oh, this is way worse. I don't mind the top because that is up open to interpretation. So that, you know, you have to bring it to what the film has already given you. This ending is just stupid. I mean, I can't say anymore until we do the next show. But I just hated that shot. So overall, I was underwhelmed with it. I was, and maybe because of the hype. Everybody was hyped for it. I mean, everyone was wanting to see it, and sometimes films just don't live up to the hype. I generally rate out on a scale of 1 to 4. I'm torn between 2.5 and 3 stars, so somewhere like in between that. But if I was just rating it on the look and the feel, I would give it 4 stars. Story wise, I'd give it 2.5 stars.
All right. We got Big Sexy and Sack in the building.
Gentlemen, I apologize for being tardy. Had to move my car.
That's all right. So let me explain what we're doing before you say anything else.
Talk to me.
We're going to just give our quick non-spoiler review thoughts on the movie. We're not getting necessarily into story points. We're going to do all that stuff later. So this is a quick, you know, what did you think about the movie? And then we're doing a score of 0 to 4. So with that said, did you need a second to collect your thoughts, or are you ready?
No, I'm ready to go.
Okay, so what did you think of The Force Awakens?
I enjoyed it. You know, I had a great time. It's funny, and I'm gonna crack JJ and the whole Star Wars universe for this one little nitpick. I like how they stole that from Citizen Kane. We all know this. But other than that, I thought I got everything I expected to get from it. You know, I was left with a lot of questions. The casting was okay. You know, I enjoyed it. I mean, because it, to me, it had one goal, and that goal was to remove the stink from those last three, which it did. You know, the last three didn't happen now. And I had a good time. You know, it was nice and long. I got my money's worth. I would definitely see it again. Now, the last shot, that last shot was set up from, you know, 40 minutes in the movie. We all knew that was going to happen. But it still happened, and it was still cool. I can't burn the movie. I'd have to give it 3.5.
All right. Mr. Day Dropping.
All right. let me attack this one, because a lot of folks have said a lot of good things already, and no need to rehash the obvious. I mean, the actors are awesome. The new breed of actors, I dug every single one of them. The dichotomy of these actors, especially Kylo, obviously, his character is awesome. Not what I expected. And I think that this movie has a lot of that. It has a lot of things that I expected and a lot that I didn't expect. And, you know, I'll go into details later, obviously, on that. But for now, the way I see it is the movie, it like Mark said, it took away the bad taste that episodes 1, 2, and 3 left. It was funny when it needed to be funny. I thought the humor was right on point. I don't think it was wasted humor. I thought that it sounded real. Some people have had issue with the way the aha moments have been brought in, like from the old stuff, and all these little things that make you cheer and stuff, how they were brought in one after the other, like they were being introduced on purpose that way. I'm okay with that. It's entertaining me. That's what it's supposed to do. Now, there's one thing though that I want to bring up. In terms of science fiction in general, I think science fiction will always work best in the form of books, and then second place, it'll work second best in the form of serials, as in like TV shows that you see, and you're going to have constant things going on. For example, Star Trek. you can flesh things out well that way too. I think always best in books, you can always flesh things out. And lastly, in film, in movie theaters. And that's where the difficulty of this movie lies in. There are a lot of questions. There were a lot of questions when we first saw A New Hope. And if we first saw it when it first came out, we didn't know there was going to be a part, an Empire Strikes Back or Return of Jedi. We had no idea. George Lucas had no idea. So things were open that way. Things were open that way. And you know, you were left with a lot of questions. This time around, a lot of questions are there. But we know there's other parts that are coming. And we hope, at least I hope, that things are tied together correctly and questions are answered. That any presumably major characters that may seem minor are not. And that there's a bigger overall story here that's to be fleshed out. I got no problem with it harping to past movies and borrowing from those as long as it progresses and gives something entertaining, something that holds my interest. I will say this. I fell asleep during the Senate stuff on Phantom Menace when I saw it in the theater. I never had any, and I'm years older. I should be falling asleep, you know. I need my sleep, damn it, and I should be falling asleep, but I didn't. I loved it. It kept my me awake, and as far as the score goes, it took care of nostalgia. It set things up perfectly. It leveled the playing field when everything was said and done. I thought that was kind of weird the way it did it, but it did level things out and set things up again for the next part. I'm with you, Mike. I give it a 4.5. Not a perfect movie, but in terms of Star Wars movies, it hit the mark.
All right, all right. Q-Storm, what'd you think, sir?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, you guys have pretty much said everything that could be said without going too much into detail. So if anything I say is redundant, apologies. But the best thing I can say about this film is that I can say that JJ did not fuck it up. I can say that much. He didn't fuck it up. It was a watchable film. However, me being the age that I am, having seen the original films, I would, if I had not seen the original trilogy, even if I had just seen the prequels, I'd probably say this movie, there are a lot of things that don't make sense, but it's a dope movie. But having seen the original films, episode 4, 5, 6, even episodes 1, 2, and 3, there's so many things in here that I feel like I've already seen so many times before. I guess I can't say what I can't say too much more than that. But understand that I'm saying that there's so many familiarities in this film that made it boring for me. For example, since Ant already brought it up, the Millennium. I'm sorry.
Got to edit that out. Sorry.
Well, we know that we see it in the trailer, though, right?
We don't want to do any sort of.
Okay. Stuff. All right. Fine. All right. There's a chase scene about in the first act of this film. That we see parts of that chasing in the trailer, okay? And while it looked great in the trailer, because I'd never seen these things since Return of the Jedi, I was like, okay, in the trailer, I was like, oh my God, that's Star Wars. But then when I see it here, as long as it goes on, I start to think, you know, okay, this is really starting to get boring because I've seen this already. And there are other battles, I'll just say, well, I'll say dogfights, that I'm like, wow, I've seen this like 3 or 4 times already. So I found myself, unfortunately, a little bored with a lot of the scenes in this movie. I would also say this movie feels like it should be the second film in a trilogy because there are major reveals. There's one major reveal, which I will not say at all here. I won't even hint at it. There's a major reveal in this film, in the middle act, that is just a piece of throwaway dialogue, which then sets up another scene that should have a lot of dramatic weight. But because we don't see the backstory leading up to this reveal, that the emotional scene in the last act of the film has no weight whatsoever, and I think it really sullies a certain action that I can't give away. That should have much more weight overall. But I was upset about that. I was like, really? That's all I'm going to get to explain this?
Well, I somewhat agree. Well,
let's let him do his review because we only got a few minutes to do this.
Sorry.
All right. In terms of the actors, I would say just about everyone knocked it out of the park. Finn, I wasn't happy with the way his character was portrayed at all. But I would say Boyega knocked out of the park what was on the written page. Daisy Ridley, man, she's on my list, if you know what I mean. Okay. She was dope in this movie. I'm not gonna lie about that. Harrison Ford, I don't know how old he is, 75, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, he was the Harrison Ford from A New Hope. I want to see him in all the other films. Okay, he was amazing at his age.
He was Han Solo, straight.
I'm saying the movie. He did everything he did in A New Hope, Empire, and Return of the Jedi. My hat is off to that man. As much as he acts so grumpy and everything about the character now. He seemed like he was having a lot of fun in this film, and I was amazed at how good he was. Adam Driver, very disappointed in, and Carrie Fisher, she was not given anything to do.
Wow, you're yes,
yeah, I agree with that.
And unfortunately, all of her scenes with Harrison Ford made me depressed, and it just evinced how these two people have aged.
Well, that's all I would say this. You got one who was one of the top actors and one who probably ain't been in a movie since the original.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Keep it on. Yeah.
No, well, Carrie Fisher is a good actress. I don't think that matters.
She's been in other stuff.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of other
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It was a wise choice on JJ, but go ahead.
I would have liked to have seen Carrie given something to do. Maybe not. Maybe she can't move as. Looks like she's had a rough life. Let's put it that way.
Damn.
But I would have liked to have seen her be Princess Leia, other than what she is in this film. So, yeah, their two scenes together were one step above the scenes with Padme and Anakin, as far as I'm concerned. We'll get into a lot of it doesn't make sense to me. But I will say this. I would give this movie 2.5 out of 5 stars, but because I am happy that Abrams at least did not fuck it up, I will give it 3.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, now you've heard what we thought about the movie, heard our scores. We want to know what you thought about this movie. So in the comment section, let us know what you thought about it. Try to be respectful for people that haven't seen it. So, watch the heavy spoiler talk. But, again, you're going to do what you're going to do. But we'd love to hear what you thought about the movie. We're going to wrap things up. Check us out a little later here. We will post our spoiler, heavy spoiler field discussion about Star Wars Force Awakens. Until then, work it like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.